a rare sound in Afghanistan. A musician and driver, Akhtar has lived in a refugee camp since his childhood. He's among the more than 3 million people displaced in Afghanistan.
Before it was good, but now life just passes us by. Before we could find some food for our children, but the change in government means there is no work now.
A year ago, tens of thousands of people headed for the borders as provinces fell to the Taliban. Many in Kabul rushed to the airport as the Western-backed government collapsed. After taking refuge abroad, Ashraf Ghani is denied that he escaped with suitcases full of cash. More than 100,000 people left during the abrupt withdrawal of foreign forces. The economy collapsed, and the U.S. froze billions of dollars of foreign reserves.
The U.S.-NATO alliance spent an estimated $300 million a day, every day, for two decades. But basics such as roads, schools, hospitals are either non-existent or in poor shape. Since the Taliban took over, that money has stopped coming in, and thousands of professionals have left.
Human Rights Watch has accused the Taliban of a long list of abuses, restricting the rights of women and girls, suppressing media freedom, and detaining, torturing, and executing critics and perceived opponents. All allegations the Taliban denies.
In some other areas, things are good. We're trying to improve. But we should also take into account the problems of the coronavirus, the suspension of foreign aid, the freezing of money, the problems in banking, the drought. All of these together have increased the problems for the people of Afghanistan.
For those who've left, life's not easy. More than half the 20,000 Afghans who reached the UK are still in temporary accommodation. There's a lack of prospects abroad, and many face harassment and the threat of detention.
I lost everything, including my restaurant. I planned to go to Europe, so I went to Turkey. Unfortunately, they captured us and deported us to Iran. Thank God now we are in our homeland and now we'll never go anywhere else.
In a year, security has improved, but poverty and desperation have increased. And while the Taliban seeks international recognition, there are some concessions it seems unwilling to make. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Kabul.